Narrations from Green Islanders.
The green phone screen almost blinded me. It was a stark contrast to the dark and empty parking lot. I can hear the sea, even smell it. I reread the message I received 3 times over just to make sure that I did not miss any of the instructions. If you want to see the Green Islanders, meet me at the parking lot tomorrow night at 2. Don't be late and expect to get wet.
Yes. We will be swimming to the island. That's why we need to do it under the cover of the night. The man finally came into view, the street lamp illuminating him. He was about my age, maybe a year or two older. His hair was thinning just like mine. To the unsuspected eye, we could look related. But this is the first time I lay eyes on my doppelganger.
The island we're trying to get into is not really an island. It's a man-made park that extends into the water, known as a hot spot a decade or two ago. But like many things in the city, it slowly lost hype, falling into disrepair. Not many people visit it anymore. I can't remember the last time I visited. Rumor has it that a group of people starting using the island after hours, gaining access to it and somehow getting away with it.
Here, she thrust both handles onto me. Fill them up and climb up. Hurry, we don't have much time. We did as told and carried the exceedingly heavy buckets. We climbed the spiraling ramp, following the unbroken line of islanders. I saw as each person systematically dumped the contents of the buckets and they carried onto a dried-up pool in the center of the ziggurat.
"Isn't it beautiful?" the Icelander shouted over the sound of the rushing and falling water. He started running down the stairs, joining an ever-growing group at the bottom. They all laughed and danced under the makeshift rain. "Why do you do this?" I asked and danced. "Why not? People no longer care about their city. They forget what it has to offer. They lost ownership of their city. We are taking back what is ours, making use of spaces that you forgot."